Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a dolphin that is functionally blind, yet navigates through the murky waters of the Indus River with ease, using a unique form of echolocation. This is the story of the Indus River dolphin, a species that is not only fascinating but also critically endangered, with its only Indian population surviving in a stretch of the Bees River above the Harike Barrage in Punjab. Conservation reserves and citizen science programs in Punjab are working to protect this tiny population, which consists of only 18 to 35 individuals. The species, listed as endangered on the IUCN Red List, faces numerous threats, including habitat fragmentation, agricultural runoff, and declining river flow. But before we dive into the details of the conservation efforts, let us first understand the species itself. The Indus River dolphin and the Gangetic River dolphin are closely related but distinct, both being subspecies of Platanista gangetica. The Gangetic River dolphin is India's national aquatic animal, declared so in 2009. However, the Indus River dolphin is a distinct subspecies, not the same as the national aquatic animal. This is a crucial distinction, as both are Schedule I species, but only the Gangetic subspecies holds the title of national aquatic animal. It is worth noting that the Indus dolphin is often confused with the Gangetic dolphin, and this confusion can be a trap in UPSC exams. Now, let us explore the unique biological features of the Indus River dolphin. This species has remarkable adaptations to turbid river environments. One of the most striking features is its functional blindness, with vestigial eyes that have no crystalline lens. While it can detect light and darkness, it cannot form images, which is an evolutionary adaptation to the turbid waters of the Indus system where vision provides no survival advantage. The Indus dolphin navigates entirely by echolocation, emitting high-frequency clicks that bounce off objects, allowing it to detect fish and avoid obstacles in complete darkness. The melon, a fatty tissue in the forehead, focuses outgoing clicks, while the lower jaw conducts returning echoes, providing sufficient resolution to navigate the murky waters. Another unique behavior of the Indus dolphin is its side-swimming posture, which allows it to navigate very shallow as 30 centimeters in some reports, without stranding. This behavior may also help it locate prey by scanning the river bottom. The Indus River dolphin's historical range in India included the Ravi, Bees, Sutlej, and Chenab rivers in pre-partition Punjab. However, after the 1947 partition, the Indus mainstream and most tributaries fell in Pakistan. Irrigation barrages, especially the Harike Barrage, created physical barriers for dolphin movement, and water diversion through canal systems drastically reduced flows in Indian tributaries. Today, the only Indian population exists in a 185 km stretch of the Bees River above the Harike Barrage in Punjab. The Harike Barrage is critical to the conservation of the Indus River dolphin, as it creates the Harike wetland, a Ramsar site designated in 1990. However, the barrage also blocked dolphin movement between the Bees and the Sutlej, and dolphins trapped above the barrage form the isolated Indian population. The tiny Indian population faces existential threats, including population size, inbreeding risk, habitat fragmentation, agricultural runoff, fishing nets, sand mining, and reduced river flow. In contrast, Pakistan holds around 95% of the world's Indus River dolphins, with a population of around 2,000 individuals, according to surveys conducted by the WWF Pakistan. The main range of the Indus dolphin in Pakistan is between the Guddu Barrage and the Sukkur Barrage in Sindh province, with protected areas like the Indus Dolphin Reserve established in 1974. However, the Pakistani population also faces similar threats, including barrages, irrigation, pollution, and accidental killing. In India, the conservation of river dolphins has gained momentum with the launch of Project Dolphin in 2020, modeled on Project Tiger, to conserve both river and marine cetaceans. The Gangetic River dolphin was declared India's national aquatic animal in 2009 during Wildlife Week. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Indus River dolphin's scientific name is Platanista gangetica minor, and this fact is relevant to your GS3, Environment and Ecology preparation. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The conservation of the Indus River dolphin and other endangered species is a critical aspect of environmental ecology, and understanding the unique biological features and threats faced by these species can help you answer questions in the UPSC exams. Remember this number, 18 to 35 individuals, which is the estimated population of the Indus River dolphin in India. In conclusion, the story of the Indus River dolphin is a reminder of the importance of conservation and the need to protect our natural heritage. The species' unique adaptations and critically endangered status make it a fascinating and significant topic for study, and its conservation is crucial for maintaining the health of our rivers and ecosystems.